Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Today, Western Pennsylvania lawmakers want mine owners to do more to clean up mines they abandon. And get to know the Child Development Center of NEPA in this week's Community Connections. It's Friday, May 29th. Let's get into it. We'll actually start in York County today. A federal judge is denying bail for a York County man, citing a history of online threats and alleged illegal gun possession. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, the criminal case gives insight into how the federal government monitors and prosecutes people connected to certain neo-Nazi groups.
The FBI had an undercover agent close to Matthew Bear and monitored his online statements at least as far back as 2024. That's according to court filings in Bear's criminal case, where he is charged with the unlawful possession of a firearm, a felony. The government's argument to keep Bear in jail before trial focuses on Bear's online activity, where he claimed to be a member of extremist groups seeking to speed up social collapse and create race war. Bear also posted violent statements online like, quote, "shoot your local judge." But Bear's lawyer argued that was all online bluster. She said the government was using hyperbole and Bear had never been arrested for a violent crime. Ultimately, Judge Kelly Neary decided Bear poses a danger to the public and should be kept in jail until trial, which is currently scheduled in July. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
Thanks to Jordan Wilkie for that story. Now, this story is out of Pittsburgh, but it could have some impact here. Pittsburgh area congressional representatives Summer Lee and Chris DeLuzio say mine operators must do more to help communities dig out of problems left behind when mines close. Chris Potter has more for WVIA.
On Tuesday, Lee and DeLuzio announced bills to tighten up financial requirements on mine operators. The goal is to ensure they have the resources needed to clean up their mines after they close, and that they can't use corporate accounting to move the obligation off books. Lee said otherwise, communities and taxpayers will pay the price.
Corporate profits do not come before human lives. A taxpayer should not be forced to subsidize corporate neglect. And we're going to keep pushing until these protections become law and until our communities finally get the justice that they have been owed for far too long.
Concerns about coal industry finances aren't new. For example, one bill announced Tuesday would end a practice that a government report issued in the first Trump administration said should be stopped. Lee and DeLuzio say the damage done by mine subsidence or by drainage into local waterways affects red and blue communities alike. But they said it could take years to find the support needed to pass the bills in Congress.
That was Chris Potter reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. It is Friday, so that means it's time for Community Connection. Here's more from WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Our Community Connection is based in Luzerne County with seven additional development centers within our region. Ashley Winslow heads the Child Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania and says the nonprofit's approach to education is based on learning good social skills while having a terrific time in the process. Ashley Winslow takes the story from here.
The Child Development Council of NEPA has actually been around since 1972, and we are available to help working families and those who are in need of childcare.
You have a very unique approach with your curriculum. Can you tell us about that?
we offer a play-based curriculum where we foster the children's learning through play. Everybody still has a lesson plan that we follow with our teachers. We partner with the Early Learning Resource Center and with the United Way, so we're able to offer scholarships and subsidies to families who would like to experience that high level of care and may just not be able to afford it.
Ashley, given the fact that you have a play-focused curriculum, what are some of the other disciplines you cover?
The nice part about the mission of the CDC is that it really approaches supporting the whole child. So we approach the physical, the social, emotional, the intellectual. It's really looking at what encompasses child development and focusing on each of those areas.
What do you see in children now that perhaps you didn't see maybe 5 years ago?
I feel like there's a lot more special needs children now than I may have seen years ago. But now there's also a lot more research and rapid response strategies with our local Early Learning Resource Center that are helping us to implement these strategies in your classroom or in your center and be able to help the children.
Based on everything that the children are learning at the center, what are some of the lessons they can bring home to teach their parents?
I think one of the big things is about communication. I always feel like sometimes families don't always either have the time to communicate. I think it's the most important thing we have, truthfully.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned from the children?
I think resiliency is the first thing that stands out in my mind. No matter the situation they're going through, they always can pick themselves back up.
Ashley, you are responsible for 7 centers, but each of them have a distinct designation. Can you explain what that designation is?
7 of our centers are Keystone Stars. Keystone Star program is a program where it measures the quality of a center. All 7 of our centers are Star 4.
You've been there for a short period of time, but you've seen a lot of changes. What other kind of changes would you like to see as you move forward?
I'm interested in advocacy work. So I'm going for my doctorate for early childhood leadership and policy. So that way, maybe I can help get some legislators into our organization to see our programs to really ensure that we can offer the children as much as we can to keep being that high quality program that I know we are.
Special thanks to Ashley Winslow, Executive Director of the Child Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania, with 7 additional satellite offices throughout the area. There are some new initiatives that will be happening for the Child Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania, and you can hear the full story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.